Okay, everybody, I think we should probably get started. In the lecture for today, we're going to look at a hotly debated and contentious topic, genetic engineering. So first of all, we'll go into a little bit of the background information about this topic, and then we'll move on to consider the nuts and bolts, and by that I mean the basis of the genetic aspects of genetic engineering. And finally, we'll have a look at why this topic has become such a thorny issue recently. Okay, genetic engineering. Now, as biology students, you know that this term refers to the process of reprogramming the genetic materials that dictate how a plant or animal behaves. And it's probably no surprise to you that scientists have been conducting genetic engineering on plants for quite a few years now. Things like cereals and fruits, for example. Now, this has been done to produce better fruit, to grow fruit or even vegetables for that matter, outside of their normal season, and to make other plants, especially cereal crops, more resistant to damage from insects and disease. So, of course, the next question is, well, all may be aware of the basic idea behind genetic engineering, but what I'm exactly I'm referring to is, how is genetic engineering carried out on a genetic or biological level, specifically and precisely? That's the question we'll look at. Well, as we all know, the genetic characteristics of any organism are present in its DNA. DNA. I don't need to write that on the board, do I? Okay. So DNA is the genetic material found in each and every living cell. These form a genetic code and are formed from long molecules like chains. And these DNA chains consist of four separate components called nucleotides. Okay, that's a bit of a difficult term. I better put that one on the board. Nucleotides. It's the order of these nucleotides on the DNA chain that determines the reproductive information for the cells. In other words, the specific genetic information along any point of this DNA chain will determine a particular genetic trait. By way of example, in the case of human beings, a particular portion of your DNA might show your doctor if you are susceptible to a disease like cancer or Alzheimer's disease. So then, in order to carry out what's known as genetic engineering, gene splicing needs to be done at first. Gene splicing. This describes a process whereby a small part of the DNA chain for one characteristic of one organism is cut out of the DNA chain for that organism and inserted into the DNA chain of another organism from another species. This has produced results like this super tomato. Now, the super tomato was genetically engineered by inserting some DNA from cold water fish. The particular gene resistance to cold temperatures was isolated on the DNA chain of the fish and was removed. This cold-resistant gene was reinserted into an ordinary tomato plant, and lo and behold, we now got tomato plants that can grow, or dare I say thrive, in cold weather conditions. Another experiment that was even more notorious, that of the super tomato, was the factor 9. Factor 9 is a genetic agent that is responsible for the clotting of blood. So if some people have a birth defect and are born without factor 9 in their DNA chain, it would be really easy for them to bleed to death in the event of an accident. I mean, let's say, for example, someone who doesn't have factor 9 is inflicted with a deep cut or gash and they start bleeding. Because that person's blood doesn't clot in the normal way, they could suffer extensive blood loss or even lose their life very quickly. So some scientists in Scotland several years ago found a way to grow and extract factor 9 from sheep, and then reinsert that sheep gene into people who were at risk of severe bleeding because they didn't have the factor 9 gene. Anyway, probably by now you've realized why this area has become so controversial lately. As animal rights groups have come more into prominence socially and politically, and people are more and more aware of the suffering of animals, many people question whether using animals in this way is medically reasonable, indeed, whether it's even ethical or moral.